Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee, and a great service department that backs it all up with fabulous technicians. All right, so the Liv story gets a little more interesting. We're going to talk a lot with Tony Knopf. We've got Tony Knopf for an hour tomorrow, right? And we have Dick Girardi for a half hour tomorrow. Okay? That's tomorrow's show. Right. And we got a lot. To discuss. And we will get to it with Tony and Mr. Girardi tomorrow. So it's going to be quite a show. Looking forward to it. Hope you're doing well. Oh, my goodness. That's interesting. One thing that I hope everybody's getting through this with the air quality situation. Now, I obviously have spent my time indoors today. I have not been out. I'm not scheduled to go out until the Spikes play tonight. And last night, I am doing the game. Well, I'll take you back to Friday night. Friday night, it's 90 degrees. So it's the warmest opening game the Spikes have ever had. And with it, 90-degree temperatures will bring with it haze and humidity. So our broadcast booth, center field, behind center field, really framing the ballpark is Mount Nittany. And then the Nittany Mountain Range going down toward Pleasant Gap, Bellefonte. Okay. And there's, a night like that, it's hazy, and I always mention on the broadcast that we do about the haze down the mountain range toward Pleasant Gap and Bellefonte. Well, Saturday was warm too. It was in the mid-80s. And same story. State College then played at Williamsport on Sunday and then came back on Monday night. And I'm looking at the mountain, and Monday was, well, low humidity, no big deal. It doesn't matter if it's 82 degrees or if it's 72 degrees. If you have low humidity, it's just clear in that, I can look down and I can look down the mountain range. I'm looking down the mountain range. And I'm like, what the heck is going on here? I said, boy, there's more haze out there. Well, yesterday I'm watching TV, finally had a chance to, and the and it's the wildfires. That's the haze. And the haze was, again, same story. When I look out the window of the broadcast booth, we talk about Mount Nittany and the mountain range. But then to the right, if anybody knows, has ever been to Bowlesburg, you know that there's Tussey Mountain Ski Area. Well, when you look to the right over the grandstand in right field, you can see the Tussey Mountain Ski Area. I'm talking about the ski slopes themselves. Right? And last night, I couldn't see them. I could see an outline of them, but that's all I could see was an outline. That's how much smoke is in the area from these Canadian wildfires that I believe is burning some, what, 9 million acres up north? Unreal. And and that's how tough it's been. And I know they're looking at the air quality right now in our area here. I don't, you know, I'm sure they're looking at it in your areas. Looking at, I was watching the Weather Channel this morning. I didn't have a lot of time this morning, but I was looking at the Weather Channel this morning, and it looked like there was more smoke warnings toward Sunbury than State College, but State College isn't great. And it's the same story here about the air quality that they're talking about. And it's amazing with these Canadian wildfires, the incredible influence it has had. And I can see it on the mountain ranges. It's not, you know, you can see as you drive along, okay, it seems a little hazy or whatever. You know, you don't think too much about it as you're driving along. It's when you look at the mountain range and all around. I was going down Whitehall Road. For those who have been to State College, you know Whitehall Road going out toward Ferguson Township. Around, I think it was around 11 this morning. And, yeah, you can see it's hazy. But then you look at the mountain range, it's like shrouded. And I don't recall in my lifetime anything like this that has been this prolonged. I mean, I'm talking about prolonged, where it's been several days of this, and then we're not done with it yet. I know there's certain teams out there, for example, that are evaluating what they want to do as outdoor events as to whether they should hold off on it or not. But it is amazing to see this and what it's done to the air quality. And you see shots of New York City, and it looks orange. Really, it's remarkable. It is remarkable. And I don't mean remarkable in a great way. But it is... it is so noticeable here now. Because when I went up to Williamsport on Sunday to do that game, I was like, I didn't really notice it. Then I noticed it on Monday and really noticed it last night. Wow. Well, hopefully where you are as you listen to this, your air quality is okay. I talked to Dick Girard earlier today and asked him how it was down there, and he says, it's all right. He said, not great, but it's all right. And there's an event that Dick was thinking about going to tonight in New York, and he's not going to go to it tonight because of the air quality situation up there. He said, there's two things. One, he says, do I want to fight? He says, the train? to go up there? He says, and two, do I want to then fight the smoke? He says, I may be 0-for-2 on that. It's amazing how this has played out. Well, big news today. Lionel Messi is going to be playing in the MLS. And he's going to play for Miami. So that means he's going to play in this country. And this is for MLS. This is huge news. But he's making the move to MLS. Going to play for Inter Miami CF after his departure from Paris Saint-Germain. And the World Cup winner had been linked to a return to Barcelona or maybe even going to Saudi Arabia. And we're going to get to Saudi Arabia here in a moment. But he decided to join co-owner David Beckham in Miami. He says, I still don't have it agreed upon 100%. A few things are needed. We decided to continue my path there. He said, after winning the World Cup and not being able to return to Barcelona, it was my turn to go to the League of the United States to live football in another way and to enjoy the day more and more. Obviously, with the same responsibility and desire to play well and do things well as always, but in a calmer way. Now, he does get an option for part ownership of Inter Miami, but would not be subsidized by the league as they did for Beckham in 2007. Beckham, of course, played for the LA Galaxy. He was given an option to purchase an MLS team for a discounted price of $25 million. That was all part of the deal. And ESPN also confirmed that a cut of revenue from new subscribers to Apple TV's MLS season pass streaming service was part of the negotiations. So any agreement involving Messi and Adidas would strictly be between the player and the company. It would not directly involve MLS. Messi's now 35. It's the biggest signing in the history of MLS, even more so than Beckham. And there you go. Messi is coming to the U.S. and he'll be playing in Miami. Now, we mentioned Saudi Arabia. That means, of course, LIV Golf. We'll talk about that. We're going to have a long conversation with Tony Knopp about this tomorrow as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Great to have you with us on the show today, brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, great new inventory, and not only that, they have great warranties. The pre-owned inventory, what makes the buying experience better is when you know it has the Sunbury Motors guarantee. Tells you right away they went over the car as carefully as possible. And you have a service department that backs up the life of the vehicle. Whether it's routine stuff to the more complicated, Their great technicians can handle it all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Roads 11 and 15, and Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. All right. They are in Canada. The golf tournament happens to be in Canada, the Canadian Open. Jay Monahan, commissioner of the PGA, said he would have a players' meeting on Tuesday morning. Well, they had the players' meeting on Tuesday morning, all right. There were about 100 of them there. And I guess it was contentious, very contentious. Let's bring up something that is important that was not brought up yesterday but needs to be brought up. If you're going to have a merger, and there will be a merger, and you only have X amount of tour cards, well, you know darn well Phil Mickelson's going to have a tour card, and Dustin Johnson, and Bryson DeChambeau, and Brooks Koepka, and Patrick Reed, and Harold Varner III. Who loses their tour cards to make room for the guys that are coming over? See, part of this is about job security. One day you're on the PGA Tour, then because of the merger, you're on the Korn Ferry Tour. That's a big problem for some of these guys, and can you blame them? Can you blame them for feeling that way? I can understand that part of it. And that was part of the contentious issues, several issues that were brought up yesterday when Jay Monahan met with them. And it was contentious and fiery from what we understand. And we'll get into that in the next half hour. This happens with mergers, right? And there is a little give and take when it comes to this. So are there concessions built in? Does the shape of the tour change where the international branch is LIV and you want to go and you want to, for example, the LIV tournament in Australia, you may not have known about it, but was a huge success. Fans loved it. The attendance was great. People had fun at it. And it was a huge success. Now, the ones in this country have not. And, of course, we know that they have struggled with the TV package. But it's not like they haven't had success. And not only that, they weren't done getting players to lead the PGA Tour. Oh. Remember what Al Davis did in 1966. He's the commissioner of the AFL. He said, we're going to go after him. And they signed 4 NFL quarterbacks to future deals. The NFL quickly went to the table and said, let's work something out. LIV was not done getting PGA players. It's amazing how quickly you go to the table when you know that's a possibility. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai with great warranties. I mean, the best in new inventory, great warranties. Can't put a price on the warranty. The pre-owned inventory has the Sunbury Motors guarantee, which eases the buying experience. And the service department is second to none. It's all Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Canadian wildfires. Just look up. That's the result of it. We talked about Manhattan having that orange look to it. It does. And so far, there have been no sporting events at the moment postponed because of it. I mean, Pirates may lose to the A's. Ooh, can't have that happen. I mean, let's give the A's credit. They're horrible. They may take 2 out of 3 from the doggone Pirates here. Wow. That's not good. Not good at all. Yikes. But so far, no outdoor events have been postponed yet. Because of this. But you have to be concerned about athletes playing in air quality, and you have to be concerned about fans in air quality. Now, the fans make a choice. The players don't. And, you know, again, we're waiting to see if there's any effect on the schedule because of what's going on with the air quality. Okay. And if there is anything, we'll let you know. Nuggets and Heat coming up tonight, ABC, 8:30. We always talk about adjustments that are made in a series like this. And I always find it interesting because the team that wins the previous game, we need to make adjustments. They're like, we won. How many adjustments do we need? We already made the adjustments. The team that loses is like, we got to make adjustments, and they all get serious about it. So we'll find out tonight. I mean, the Nuggets have to win a game here in Miami at some point because the Heat now have the home court advantage. But the Heat have not been great playing at home.
Is that true?
How do you think the Celtics got back in?
I don't think that you can say that makes the whole postseason they played bad at home.
They've been no better than okay at home, like most of the teams.
I think they've been one of the maybe three best home playoff teams this season. I completely disagree with that. I don't know. I mean, the Boston.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Chance to close out at home game 4, did they win?
No.
Chance to close out game 6 at home, did they win?
No.
Okay, we're done. they have not been a great, in the last 2 years, they have not been a great home team. Denver, on the other hand, them breaking through was big. Denver been a great home team. I mean, last two game closeout games they had at home, did not win. Right?
No, yeah, that's true. I would chalk that up more as I think Miami has a self-motivation problem. Like, they play at a really high level, and they play at their best when there's something going against them, whether it's no one believes in them. Like, they went up 3-0 when there was nothing to worry about, when as they're down, you know, when the 4 even started, everyone was, they had a 3% chance, Boston was going to roll, all that stuff, which they used as their fuel, and then once they got up and it was like, oh, the bubble's vindicated, Jimmy's a superstar, all that stuff, then it, when it became quieter, they had a harder time playing at that high level. So I chalk it up more as, like I said, self-motivation and got to play at that high level. I wouldn't say it was because they were in Miami or defending their home court.
I chalk it up more as the fact that there are no great teams in the NBA. All right, so, sorry. All right, the Lakers and Celtics in the 80s crushed this team. All right, so that's, I mean, crush. Like, do you win a game? No. 83 Sixers. Nah, they wouldn't beat them either. They have been amazingly resilient from the three-point line in the playoffs after being a mediocre three-point team in the regular season. They're a 34% three-point team in the regular season. They shot 50% or better from three in the regular season, three out of 82 games. They did it three times against the Celtics in one series, and they shot 48% from three against the Nuggets the other night. Where did this come from? See, that's what's interesting. The Tyler Hero is listed as out tonight. A lot of people thought he might be able to play tonight. No, he's out. I always love the analytics predictor. You ever look at the analytics predictor?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. The ESPN puts it up all the time. Matchup predictor, Denver, 67.2%. Really?
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, okay. Yes, I have seen that.
What does it mean? Nothing. Nothing. That's what it means. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so there's that is the game tonight at 8:30, and it will be game number 98 for Mike Breen as the play-by-play voice of the finals. 100 will be game 5. Yeah, God, the Nuggets were 34-7 in the regular season at home this year. 34-7. Pretty darn good. And Miami beat him. Kevin Love played well. Sound like you're a Miami Heat guy.
They are my favorite team. They have been since 2012. I started watching the NBA.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've been following a long time. Even when it was the Josh McRoberts, Luke Babbitt, Rodney Magruder era, I've been around. So yeah. I'm glad we're finally at this place of winning.
Well, they did a good job the other night. They got a lot of help. Because everybody's talking about Jokic scored, and he scored 41. They made him into a scorer. Yeah, sure. Okay. You want to know why a guy doesn't get more than 4 assists? Let's see if you have the... Why doesn't a guy have more than 4 assists?
Because... Is he... Look, I mean, being the main... focal point of the offense? Like, he's got to be the one the...
No, when he passes it, they don't hit the shots. All right, so that's how you end up with... That's when you only have 4 assists, because you only get an assist if the dude makes it.
That's a great point. So
they're gonna need to have their guys make shots tonight. Duncan Robinson has been terrific in this series. He's really one of the great stories in basketball because he played against Penn State when he was at Michigan. But people forget, he started his college career at Division III Williams College in Northwestern Massachusetts. And then made the jump to Michigan, I think it was think it was one of John Beilein's sons that had a connection where they said, you got to see this guy. And now look at him. The guy that has surprised me for your team, he surprised me against the Celtics, and then he has surprised me against the Nets, is...
Caleb Martin?
Caleb Martin. He was great against the Celtics, and against the Nuggets, he has not played well.
No, I actually thought he should have been the Eastern Conference MVP over Jimmy Butler, because that's just great. Off of that series, which I thought he played better as a whole throughout. But yeah, he's been disappointing, to say the least, here in the finals.
And, yeah, I thought he played better in this thing. But, no. Now, if he played like that against the Celtics, you'd be drowning in your beer. So... But he didn't. He played great. But Tyler Herro is out tonight. So he will not play. And what do you think of Kyle Lowry? The guy's won. I mean, he was on the Toronto Raptors team that won. But he knows how to win.
No, proven winner. He's definitely got championship pedigree. I was really excited for that signing when we first signed him, and then he had a down year where it was like, man, we paid him for nothing. But now he's playing better, but at this point, I like Kyle Lowry more for the same reason I like Kevin Love. Two veteran proven winners that knows what it takes to win a championship and how to play at a level that is going to win you tough games. So I'm glad his production's finally back up here in the finals, but I was more focused on what his intangibles are and what he's going to bring to the locker room. And especially with all the young guys and the undrafted guys, he's a real good presence to have on that team.
Yeah. Wow. He didn't play well against the Celtics. I feel like he's played better against Denver.
Correct, yes.
No question. But, yeah, we'll see tonight. I mean, the crowd will be juiced. There's no doubt about that. It is going to be an excited crowd on hand for that game in Miami this evening. I'll tell you, I'll give the Heat credit on this. I mean, they were a 17 and, 24 team on the road this year in the regular season. They've been a great road team in here. They won in Milwaukee. They won in New York. They beat the Celtics. They beat the Celtics, three times in Boston, right?
Yeah, because they won the first two games and won game seven.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Won seven, yeah. The only one they lost was game five.
Yeah.
Well, that's tonight. So this is your team, huh?
Yep, like I said, since 2012 when LeBron was there, that's when I kind of first... He's really who got me into the NBA, because, like, wow, this is the greatest player I've ever seen. And then, so I just, he was my favorite player. They were my favorite team and just stuck around ever since.
Wow. There you go. All right. See? Miami, LeBron won you over.
He really did. Greatest to ever do it.
Maybe not. Yeah. That's all right. But he's certainly one of the 5 to 10 greatest players I've seen. Certainly one of the 5 to 10. Yeah, and I'll tell you the area where you can tell he works at his game. Early in his career, before you started following it, he was not a good outside shooter. And now he has become an excellent 3-point shooter.
2020 or 21, I forget, one of the two. He had the best, I think it was 20. I think it was the year they won the championship. He had the best, or it was the best 3-point percentage he had for his career, I'm pretty sure. So that's definitely something, because shooting is, that's why Steph, his game is going to be ageless. Like, if you're a good shooter, you can play in the league for a long, long time.
Yeah, well, look at Jeff Green. He's still playing.
Yeah.
Jeff Green, he's not a 3-point guy, but he's always had a good shot. But, yeah, the But that's he was early in his career with Cleveland, and really first year or so in Miami, he really was not a good outside shooter. Like, you're open for a reason. Shoot it. Well, then he started hitting it. And to his credit, has become an outstanding outside shooter. Now, in the playoff against Denver, it's one of the few times I have watched him play, and he did this in a couple of games, where it's his entire career he has been the plus of all pluses out on the floor. In the Denver series, and in one of the games against Golden State, one of the few times I looked at him felt like he was a liability.
I don't think we've ever held a 38-year-old to the standard we hold or have held LeBron to.
Tom Brady.
But I mean in basketball, I should say. Like he
Kareem.
But Kareem averaged 15 a game when he was 38. LeBron averaged, you know, close to 30. It's just crazy, and like the fact that like you're saying, like, well, I looked at him in his two series and thought that he was a liability. Well, like he's old and can't obviously be at the same level he was in years prior, and can't put it into that. You know, like there was like when LeBron was in Cleveland the second time, there was that he flips the switch. He obviously can't do that anymore. It's just he's not physically capable. But there's been no one this old that's produced at the level he has in the playoffs.
Again, he's one of the top 5 to 10 players I've seen in my lifetime. But I've seen more players than you have. So.
This is correct.
So I completely understand when I'm talking to young people in my classroom and this comes up, I realize that there's a context with what they're going. I mean, that's all they've seen. Okay. I understand. That's all you've seen. I mean, I can sit there and talk about how legendary Bird was, how legendary Magic was, and people are like, young people never saw him play. Younger people never saw Michael Jordan play. Never saw him play. I mean, they haven't seen them play. They have no idea how Will Chamberlain played. They have no idea how Bill Russell played. They didn't see Kareem win 3 NCAA titles and 6 NBA titles. And, you know, geez, Kareem won a title with the Milwaukee Bucks when they were in third year of existence. Yikes. Got to be pretty good to do that. So, all right, we will come back more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Jacksonville Jaguars released an early look at a renovation of what they're calling the Stadium of the Future. 62,000-seat open-air stadium includes a shaded canopy. The team says will reduce the heat factor by more than 70% of the main concourse. They also want to have lookout decks that offer views of the city, even though the game's back there, and two pools that they added in 2014, which I've seen. Part of the $63 million renovation will remain, as do the large video board that spans the length of each end zone. I did the 2015 Gator Bowl there, and they say that the entire cost of this project in Jacksonville could be as much as $2 billion. That includes the development around it. Shad Khan, who's the Jags owner, would split the cost of the entire project, including the development around the stadium, 50-50 with the city. Stadium renovation could take as long as 4 years. All right. Now, during the renovation, they might play at the University of Florida at the Swamp. They could play at Camping World Stadium in Orlando. They also could play at the 20,000-seat home of the University of North Florida. Really? Really?